Well, good luck. I think you'll like it. I think it'll be a fun new toy for you. We're about in the county area. I'm just kind of curious to hear so that I get an idea of, whether you'd want to be on, like what your primary would be, like UHF or VHF, if you're here in Warren or if you're closer to Mount Clemens. Or, because there's some tough spots in the county, as you get north that don't do so well with a handheld. So as long as you're kind of south, I think you'll do pretty well. South and east is ideal, but not too far east and south.
Well, I'm definitely south, but I'm a little bit more west. I am 9.5 in Ryan. And, for VHF, P25, I've got the LTS down in Detroit. That's close enough. And actually, I used to monitor that because it was a little bit more reliable to hear, but to talk on the Warren was better. And, all that good stuff. But yeah, 9.5 in Ryan, Southwest Warren.
Gotcha. Okay. I think you do pretty good from there. I can always try it out that way one of these days and just play around on the HD and see how I do. But I think you do pretty good. It's weird because you kind of have the opposite, as you just described, is what I have in Shelby Township. It's the weirdest thing. I have to talk on VHF and receive on UHF, and that works really well. But if I keep it on VHF, I can get in really well, but I can't hear very well. And then if I keep it on UHF, I can hear really well, but I can't get in. And but pretty much everywhere else in the county, I can kind of pick UHF or VHF, and mainly UHF. UHF does real well. So I think Anthony's getting a UHF while I have it. So he has a APX 7000 that's UHF that I'm programming for him, and I'll hopefully get that to him by Monday. But I think he'll do pretty well, except for he's in the, southeast corner. He's not even in Macomb County. He's like in Wayne County, so he's not going to do so hot over there. He has a APX 7000 that also does VHF, so he's got two. So he might be able to use the two of them to get something good going. But I talked to a guy last night that has an APX 7000 that does VHF and UHF, and I thought that was pretty neat.
Oh, of course. We could do all right with the 7000 and get the UHF, VHF as hams. But adding in the possibility of the Warren cert and or, excuse me, ARPSC, that's the allure of the 8000, being able to possibly use that one radio for everything. But, Sean has mentioned that as well, the possibility of a 7000 instead of an 8000. One chance to do it all, I think I'm going to go for it.
Yeah. And then I suppose if you don't like it, let me know. I'll buy it from you. But I bought two of them from Tony, and I don't regret either one. They're great radios and they work well. And I stand by Tony. He's warranted one of mine that I screwed up, and he's a dependable person. He does a lot of work for a lot of public agencies, public safety agencies, and he's pretty well known. A lot of people seem to know who Tony is. I don't know how.
Area that they're in, as far as anybody that knows anything about the comms part of it. I was talking with one guy that works in Harper Woods, and he's familiar with the comms area, And I meant, but I know it's Sean. And he knows who Sean is, too, even though he's technically in Wayne County. But, yeah, everybody knows everybody in that arena. But, yeah, I'm not worried about getting screwed. I'm just worried about the wife killing me. Well, yeah. No, I think I deserve it. I'm going to spend the money on me, and the rest of the money that I got for retiring is going to go to the wife's new car.
Would you get the 8000, the XE, or the HXE? I assume you'd be going for just an 8000. There's real no need to. There's definitely no need to go with an HXE, but I got two XEs, and I love them. But they are a little bigger. They don't fit in the pocket as well.
I got from Sean this morning. The XEs basically are a little bit oversized, the larger knobs so that the firefighters could use them while they have their gloves on and whatnot. So I don't think I need an XE, just an 8000. The H, as far as I know, is not something that I need. But if it came down to having to get an XE, one way or the other, it doesn't matter. The knobs are bigger and it doesn't fit in your pocket as well. Okay.
Thanks, Richard. I don't think it's fine. Maybe not. And it has a better fire rating. Safe, depending on which. But yes, sir.
Yeah, well, as far as the waterproof rating goes, according to Sean, it doesn't matter if you have to open up the radio and do any kind of a repair or anything like that. You pretty much have to send it back to Motorola to get it as watertight or waterproof again. And I think the biggest thing is, whatever comes with FPP, front panel programming, is basically all that I'm really looking for. Because, you know, if I go up north and I want to add a frequency on the fly, I think that's the most important. But, you know, I'm going all the way. I might as well get what's the best for what I can use. Say, he said that mostly the XE comes in the fluorescent green, but it is available in the all black like you have. And it's just slightly better on the water rating and the IP, or the, I forget what it is, but the rating for being safe in a gaseous environment. That's what I want to say. I forget what they call it. I don't know that I need all that.
Yeah, I think we doubled a little bit, but yeah, that's intrinsically safe is what you're trying to think of. But yeah, the APX XE, I don't know if you heard me because I think we doubled, but the XE also is louder. And so there, it's got a louder speaker, so that's one other thing. And then it's rated for like a higher temperature as well, allegedly. at least that's what the sheet I read said. But yeah, you're not going to be going into a fire with it. The louder thing is kind of nice, especially if you drive a louder vehicle or you're, you know, in a crowd that's loud. And I do notice it because I have APX 6000s. And then I have the XE, and I have, you know, APX 7000s that I sometimes program for other people. And the XE is noticeably much louder, which is kind of cool. So that would be that. Oh, and then you talked about repairing it and keeping it waterproof. I replaced the face sheet on mine not that long ago, and I bought an authentic Motorola face you know, the shell, the housing, and I bought all the authentic Motorola rubber seals. So you can do it yourself, but it's, you know, any kind of Motorola part is expensive. So hopefully I didn't drop out this time.
You were rock solid that time. But, yeah. Then again, Sean says anytime you get a center to Motorola, it's $900, no matter what happens. What needs to be repaired or replaced? It's $900 and you get a working unit back. So, yeah, anyways, I ran it by him because actually I had somebody offer me, because I, you know, I'm looking online on eBay and that sort of stuff, and I put it in my favorites list to watch it because it was $5,500, and they came back with an offer for $4,800. Of course, I didn't move on it, but I mentioned it to Sean, and we had that little discussion this morning, and it was an XE.
Nice. Yeah, you know, I would consider talking to Tony, you know, for sure first, because he's offered radios around that price that are new, you know. So I don't think you need to worry about, like, repairs, you know. And that's the thing is you shouldn't ever really have to repair anything. You've probably seen some of the CERT radios and some of the, you know, and then I think you have some surplus radios as well. And so you know the kind of abuse those things go through. But yeah, if you get a new one from Tony for, you know, $5,000 or less, I would assume he'd probably be a little bit less. You wouldn't have to worry about, you know, repairs for the most part.
It's just like anything else nowadays. They ask, you want to extend a warranty on this, you want to extend a warranty on that. Well, the 90-day warranty is pretty much going to tell me if I'm going to need it or not. So, yeah, I'm not, like I said, I'm not really worried about it. It's just I go out there daily and I drool over the radios that are available. Of course, I don't drool over the price, but I drool over the radios. And I'm just trying to set myself up for the future, you know. And my future has me working with ARPSC, provided I can get my ICS 200 done. And of course, Warren Sturt. If it wasn't for bowling, I'd have been out there today having fun. But, yeah, and I do appreciate you giving me Tony as a lead, and I will probably call him soon.
Yeah, no problem. He's a good source. There's some other perks to going through Tony, too. You know, he's just, first of all, like, if you have any problems, I was using an off-brand antenna, and then I was also, you know, using a rooftop antenna on that radio, and I fried the amplifier in it because it wasn't meant for it. And I sent the radio back to him. He took it apart and replaced the amplifier board and sent it back, he didn't make me pay, you know, the $900, and he's a full repair shop. They take apart the radios and put them back together, so he can kind of warranty his stuff as well, if you were to make some sort of dumb decision. And then he's also spent probably a combined 15 to 20 hours on the phone with me, walking me through CPS when I first got it. And he pretty much showed me what everything did and showed me how to use CPS. And so, yeah, I don't know. He's got some pretty amazing customer service that would be hard to find elsewhere. And if you're like me, you know, you kind of want to know how to do it, and you kind of don't want to have to deal with someone else having to show you how to do it. So, and YouTube can teach you a lot, but kind of being able to ask the question on demand is helpful. So
learning curve could be handled by you. And, you know, I've been playing around with the Motorola stuff for at least a decade, if not a little bit longer. But once I started with the radios that we had at work at the time and worked my way up to everything else like that, it's been a small learning curve, but I think this one's going to be a little bit greater just because of what the radios can do. But, yeah, you know, I'm the type of guy that would like to learn my own stuff and know how to program it and what have you. And I've done well all the way through the XTS and XTLs, so I don't think it'll be that difficult for the next level.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you've got the XTS and those kind of handled, then I think you'll pick it up pretty fast. I would, you know, kind of even point to Wally. I think he's picking it up pretty quick. And, you know, he, up until a month or two ago, he didn't ever play with a APX code plug. But if he can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, well, Wally's pretty much been the guy that I've bounced things off of, working with the XTS, XTL, and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, if he's pretty comfortable with it and picked it up pretty quick, I think I can too. But I'm going to have to call it a night. I got to go in. Oh, shut up. I stare at my car's talking to me. Yeah. I'm going to have to call all night going. I got to get up and go to church in the morning.
All right. Well, 73s, have a good day. Don't, as I say, don't work too hard, but I think you're retired now, so don't play too hard. But all right. Well, we'll talk soon. KEAWUO, I'll be clear on your final.
Oh, I still work. It's just no longer at a 40-hour-a-week job. Currently, I'm working in my backyard because Mother Nature decided to blow down my fence or part of my fence in March. So, yeah. Anyways, great talking with you, and we'll definitely talk again. 73s, W8EPD. Any GMP testing?
Hey, everyone.
And 6WY.
And a GMP.
Hey, B1.
Hey, BCW.
A BCW and a GMP.
Hey, good Sunday morning to you.
You as well. It looks like a nice one out there. I haven't been out yet. over here in Woodhaven, Michigan. Yeah. Looks nice enough. I'm not sure I'm making the network. Any GMP is clear. 73.
Yeah, Glenn, I think you're having some connection problems. Your transmissions are clipped there. Anyway, good chatting with you today. Have a great day. K8BCW.
KF8BRC. This is KF8ATC. No copy on KF8DRC. This is KF8ATC clear listing.
W8LFA testing. W8LFA on State Mark 1. Listening.
W8LFA testing on KWARC 1. Everybody copy?
W8LFA, this is W8RIT. The name here is Dave.
Hey, Dave, I appreciate it. W8RIP. Thank you. New radio in the truck, and glad to hear you're booming. I was nervous. The speaker issue built into the handheld control head, so I was nervous that it wasn't going to be loud enough. But I can't get the volume low enough. Your problems they have, I guess.
Okay, I saw the name there was Joseph. I just want to let you know, that time I had a little strange effect going on where it seemed like you were transmitting, but it was just constantly chirping. No audio came through at that time.
Okay, that's not good. Hopefully now I'm getting through.
Yes, you were getting through just that fine. I think the name there was Joseph, and I think we're probably going to be joined by another station. I think I saw it chime in. If I have the call sign correct, if not, please forgive me. I think the new call sign is KC8CYO. If so, over to you.
KC8CYO, Greg in Cannonsburg. I could hear the other station just fine the whole time. When you said it wasn't good, I could hear him just perfectly here.
Well, I appreciate both of you then, because I'm driving, I'm in Livonia right now, and I don't know if it was my correlation to the power or if something with the system or my radio, so thanks for clarifying. Go ahead, Dave.
I apologize. I doubled it with you a little bit there in the beginning, Joseph. I was just letting the other gentleman's name there, Jared, I think. Let him know, thank you for the signal report there. So it looks like the problem was here on my end, not receiving here. Okay. I kind of try to remember that, but I appreciate that. Sometimes we don't learn.
Sometimes I hear people saying they can't hear each other, and I can hear them both just fine, so I'm not really sure. It must be on the receive side. I'm over in Grand Rapids talking through the Lowell system right now.
Very well, thank you. Even though I decided to do a radio test while I'm driving, I realized I got to program it still because the radio test is shut off after 10 minutes. So if I cut out, that's why.
Yeah, the joys of writing code plugs here. I've had a little bit of some issues myself here, but gotten straightened out here, mostly from the work of another gentleman here on this side of the state. So I used his code plug on a website here. And then I've just been adding some here. As a matter of fact, I was doing some earlier this morning here for I was trying to do some research here for some DMR repeaters down in the Dayton area. Are either you gentlemen planning on heading next weekend?
I won't be being next weekend, no. I'll be home. How are you, Greg?
I would love to, but there's no way in my schedule. I've gone there probably. It's got to be a good 30 some odd years ago, maybe more. But I would love to see how things are different now. But I'm sure it's higher tech than ever before. I know that would be the case. Not sure who it goes back to.
Okay, I'll pick it up here. I'm probably going to sign here, too. Go make something to eat because I am starving. I haven't eaten much all day. A little bit in the morning, and my stomach is certainly rumbling, so I'm going to probably bow out of here. I have not been to Dayton since they have been to – I moved over to the new location, so I'm kind of interested in seeing that there, too, seeing how much improvement there is because, Hera Arena was kind of in shambles, ready to fall down. So it's kind of nice, I guess, maybe they decided to move. So anyways, gentlemen, I'm going to bid you adieu and probably do a little more programming myself here at the code plug and see if everything works. So I'll bid you adieu and, Joseph, you're sounding great. Maybe if you would comment on what kind of a radio you're using here, I'll have to make sure to watch out there, too, for that feature and some others, too, for the 10-minute timeout. hopefully it's, if you do experience it, it's simple as just powering it off and then back on. Nothing too much. But anyways, Joseph, let me toss it back over to you, W8LFA, 73 gentlemen from W8RIT.
73 Dave, W8RIT, W8LFA. Yeah, definitely, I've got some kinks in the scope plug. This automatic gain control for the volume, I believe that's what it is. Your audio is just uncontrollably loud on my end right now. But when Greg talks, it's loud and clear on my end, so to see what settings to change. Back to you, Greg.
Yeah. I'm not sure, maybe a double with you or what? Maybe I better say 73. I can't hear what's going on, and I'm not sure if it's on my end, but it looks like I got full signal here on the receive side anyway. You guys have a great day. KF8CYO. Talk to you later.
Yeah, see, CYO, of course you came in right when you were saying 73. But with that, I'm pulling the driveway myself, so I'll let you go as well. 73, W8LFA, I'll be clear as well.
K8DCW.
ACZT, citywide one from Grand 18.